Peah, Perek Zion, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah introduces us to a form of Matnos Aniyim, gifts of the poor, that is called Oleles. And that's because the Pasuk says, V'charmecha lo se'olel, you should not take away the Oleles of a kerem, of a vineyard. It belongs to the Aniyim. But what is an Oleles? And that's the Mishnah's question. Ezohi Oleles. What constitutes an Oleles? The term Oleles comes from the word Olel, which means a youngster, something that's not fully formed. And what constitutes a Oleles? Kol she'ein la lo kasef v'lo natef. Any type of grape that's not part of the kasef. Kasef literally means a shoulder, and if it's describing the cluster, that the cluster is made in such a way that it has shoulders on the top of it, and it tapers down to the point where it has something called a natef. Natef is where it sort of looks like it's dripping at the end. So Oleles is kolsha, individual grapes, kolsha ein lo kasef lo natef. It doesn't have the shoulders of a cluster, and it doesn't have the natef, it doesn't have the dripping down at the bottom. It's just individual grapes. However, im yeshla kasef o natef, if it has either one of those, shal bal habayis, then it belongs to the bal habayis, it doesn't constitute oleles. Im safek, if it's in doubt whether or not it is what we would describe as oleles, la'aniyim, it goes to the aniyim, safek oleles goes to the aniyim. That's based on a halacha we had back in Perek Dalet, that safek leket is leket. So also suffix of an Oleles is an Oleles and belongs to the Aniyim. Now what happens if you have Oleles Sheba Arkuva? If you have an Oleles, but it's on the knee, it's at the joint between where the cluster meets the main branch. So it's right at the corner, and it's not clear, is it part of the cluster or is it individual and therefore an Oleles? So im nikretzis im ha'eshkol, if when you break it off, it breaks off together with the eshkol, together with the cluster, harayishal bal habayis, then it belongs to the bal habayis, it's not an oleles. Vimlav, if it doesn't break off together with the cluster, but rather remains with the main branch, then harayishal aniyim, it belongs to the aniyim. The Mishnah says, garger yechidi, an individual garger, a grape. Now, what that really describing, the Rash explains, is talking about it's instead of the cluster being made up of very individual sprigs, individual little branches, but you have just attached to the main spine of that eshkol of the cluster, you have just individual grapes along that spine. So what's the halacha there? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eshkol. Rabbi Yehuda says that already, since it's part of the spine that comes down from the main branch, and it's where a cluster normally would be, so therefore he says it has the status of an eshkol and belongs to the bal habayis. But the chachamim say, no, since it's only two or three grapes by themselves, it's not considered to be an eshkol. It's because it doesn't have the kasef and the natef, even though it's in the same location where an eshkol would be. He says it's considered oleles and belongs to the aniyim.